Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Nothing much. It's good to see you.
Well, it's good to hear you as well.
Exactly what I meant. I can see you through the sounds that you are making.
Of course, of course.
Well, hello, everybody listening in. It's another podcast episode, and today we're going to be diving deep into music, its impact, the idea of sound, and just the ways that we as humans use it. So I'm super excited because we have, I feel like I'm gonna butcher your name, but Tennyson.
It's Tyson, yeah.
Okay, I was close. And he is such an amazing musician. His work, all of his music really does speak to the heart. It resonates so deeply with me. And I'm so excited and thankful and honored to have the opportunity to chat about it and to really open the doors to explore music with you. So, yes, please share more.
I mean, that goes both ways. I'm really excited to be here. It's really I'm very honored, I may introduce myself, right? I'm Taysan. I make music in my living room for fun and to connect with the hearts of people, like sharing. There's a saying in Germany. I'm from Germany, by the way, and there's the saying, which roughly translates in English to shared pain is half pain. Like, shared pain is pain cut in half, And I really am fascinated by that statement, by that saying, and I really think it shows through my music, like understanding the pain of another person really connects you to them. And by doing that, you really almost alleviate some of the pain from them,
Wow, that is so beautiful, and I resonate with it so much. This is probably why I resonate with your music so much,
Oh,
because
thanks.
wow, that's beautiful. And I agree, I think on an energetic level, that pain as humans that we feel really does connect us. So I love that. Can I ask what the saying is in German?
Should I say it literally in German or
Yeah.
geteiltes Leid ist halbes Leid?
That was beautiful. Thank you.
No
Okay.
problem.
So, wow. All right. So, this leads me on to my first question for you, which is, well, when did you first hear that saying? And B, when did you start creating music? I love that you just shared, you started creating it for fun. That's amazing.
I mean, I probably heard unconsciously when I was like 10 years old or something like that, because it was very, very like it was all over Germany in like early 2000s, because like social media popped and people shared like quotes and stuff. And through adults, I may heard that unconsciously, but like really consciously, it's a really weird story, by the way. Do you know Yu-Gi-Oh cards?
Yes.
So there's a card that really like embodies that saying. It's like I don't know the English name, but like in Germany it says geteiltes Leid, which like means pain cut in half. So, and through that, it really made me think, so wait a minute, there was this saying, and I googled it up, and yeah. So that's how it went. Through Yu-Gi-Oh cards, literally.
Oh my God, that's incredible.
That's really random as well, but yeah.
We love the random alignment that is thrown in our way to, confirm.
Life takes you in random ways, in really weird places, right?
Absolutely, but in the best way possible. And for anybody listening, if you want to listen to this amazing musician and singer's work, just look up TEISAN on Spotify or other music streaming platforms if you want to share where they can find you.
For... I'm by the way really honored how you say like that I'm a musician, like, so like you say it's so praiseful, but I myself see myself in a really basic way, you know.
I know, and I'm gonna just say for anybody listening, like, his music is very well put together. I don't think, yeah, it's so well put together and it's so beautifully said. The messages all are just awesome, and it's like, as you were sharing, right, that shared pain cut in half is, I feel that in your work so strongly. So definitely feel like anybody who will listen in will just love it. So where can they find you, though? Okay, I mentioned Spotify, but yes, let all the places where they can find you and your music, please share.
I mean, it's on all major streaming platforms, so nice. Spotify, Apple Music, Deezer, Tidal, it's everywhere.
Nice. All right. Just look him up and you will find it. And back to the questions now. I am so curious. Okay, so how old were you when you were like playing with the Yu-Gi-Oh cards? Like, how long have you been creating music? You know, this the questions.
Well, these are two different questions, but I'm trying to answer them both. So, playing with Yu-Gi-Oh cards was like when I was 6 years old, I believe. But then I was just like playing randomly, you know, just not really following the rules and stuff. I mean, I could read the cards, but it was like, yeah, I'm just play this card, and in the game, it's not really allowed to play this card in that yeah. in that scenario, no. Yeah, but like really seriously, I started playing at around 10 years old with my brother. Mm. That was a great time. And yeah, do you play Yu-Gi-Oh by any chance?
I'm more of Pokemon cards, but like, I do have friends which they've had Yu-Gi-Oh tournaments, and I've just kind of watched, and I'll be like, ooh, white dragon, blue eyes, nice. But yes, I think that's so cool that you also were able to play with your brother, the message that you got from it, like, beautiful. So at what age were you when you started creating or exploring music for yourself?
That was when I was 15 years old. I was 15 years old and I was in school, and the reason I started making music, and promise me not to cringe by the way, was I was dealing with a very, very, very hard heartbreak at that time. Yeah, with my first girlfriend at that time when I was in school. And I heard this musician called Say We Can Fly. And do you know him?
I do not.
You should really check out his music. Everyone listening, you should really check out his music. So his name is Braden Berry, but his artist name is Say We Can Fly. And he really, his music really resonated with me. And I started to analyze like how he writes music and stuff. And that's when I was like really eager to write my own music, you know? Wow. Yeah.
Oh, we love it. So the lyrics now of the music, what do you feel like? First, I want to ask what your favorite song is so far that you've made.
That I've made?
Yes.
Probably Snowstorm.
I like that one too.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean I do know what it is, what I like about that track in an emotional way, but I can't really like get you to grasp the whole concept because it's like it's not a language you can put into words.
I feel that. And I think that's the beauty of music, because it's able to take these emotions and these experiences in such a way
Right.
and communicate them in a rhythmic pattern, connecting that heart. Like our heartbeat, I believe, is so connected to the natural rhythm and song of the universe. And we were blessed with our voices to share that, our own song, and the, like, as you said, pain that we may go through so that it can be acknowledged and shared.
You know what's really interesting though? Like you mentioned right now, the universe is like a song that never stops. And it's quite fascinating because if you think of it, everything is music. And like even having a conversation with one another, like with you and me, it's some form of music. And you can like you can even like make it musical to our ears, even like just sample everything, put it into some weird effects, and you can make a beat out of it, you know?
That is so true. And there are artists that do that, right? With like some of the weirdest sounds. And I think that is so, it's interesting because, I think as humans, we learn so incredibly fast through music. Like, if somebody gave me a, two-page story and told me to memorize it, that may be difficult. But when you put it in lyrics, in a song, like the ABCs, or even they're so these all of these songs, nursery rhymes that we learn, and then we're able to memorize these concepts so quickly, like that. I remember in math they had one for the Pythagorean theorem. There was a song that they'd make us sing because nobody would remember it if it if they just said it out loud.
The funny thing about like these songs about mathematics is that math in itself is music and music is math. So it's like you take like these things like the Pythagorean theory or however it's called in English, I don't know. Okay. And you make a song out of it, and maybe you make the song with the rhythm that like this theory like describes, and you have something that is basically an auditory experience, but it is the theory itself, you know? It is that you put into use into mathematics, but you can listen to it. It's the same thing, you know?
That honestly blows my mind, but it may make sense. I feel like musicians are really good at math to a certain extent. Like, I don't know why, but those things go hand in hand to the level of understanding the frequency of, the beats that you're creating or the different rhythms that you're creating. And wow, the way that you worded it, it definitely reframed my mind when it comes to music. I've always seen, I guess when I see music, I think of the, I'm a visual person, so I see different colors and different waves, different kinds of waves that are all bouncing together to make this like ultimate symphony of sound.
Wait, did you say you can see sounds or
I in my mind's eye visualize them. I don't really like I've never really focused on seeing them, but like physically with my eyes, but I'm able to translate it so I can draw them and
okay.
So I think that when I think of math and I think of like the curves and the different like frequencies and all of that stuff. You're right, 100%. It all goes back to, in a way, math. It goes back to the numbers, the sacred geometry of sound and music. And I'm so curious to just hear what your views are with sound healing. You know, how can sound even be a tool for healing, and how do you use sound to heal?
I mean, I can explain it indirectly before I explain it directly, because it makes more sense. So you said that it's all connected to mathematics. So let me take on from there. So I believe like mathematics itself are just an expression of feelings that like emerge from the universe. So you can like apply those feelings. So when the universe feels like it has to grow in a pattern, for example, with the golden ratio, like when plants grow or everything grows in nature, it has this growing ratio of the golden ratio, and everything in existence has to an extent applied this golden ratio. For example, your bones in your body are in the perfect relation with the golden ratio, or even the house of a snail, like how the line in the house grows, even, you know what I mean? And like mathematics are just an expression of, like mathematics are a way for us to take this concept of feelings from the universe and like expressing feelings and frequencies and emotions, because like emotions are energy in motion. So that's where the word emotion comes from. Yes. Emotion. So feelings, emotions are just, it's just like almost the whole thing to the puzzle. And then we apply mathematics to it to like take from that and apply it in our daily lives to build something, for example, houses that are stable and stuff like that. And the original thing from which Felix evolved from, or emotion evolves from, is just energy, which cannot really be explained. So that's a bummer, but also it's amazing. So
yes, I think it makes living life a little bit more fun. So at least we can explore and discover it. And you know,
and the thing with music is, because it's all connected to the source, you by yourself can tap into that and like a radio wave. When you tap into a specific frequency,
it's that channel. You're opening yourself to that channel.
Yeah, right. It's like you're vibrating on a frequency, and everything that harmonizes with it creates like a link to you.
Yeah.
And that's really cool. Like even thousands of years ago, people were doing that kind of stuff with music, because it's literally emitting frequencies of your body and soul.
Yes, it's like such an incredible world that we live in. And I think that, like, as you were sharing with the radio, like that form of, I see a lot of music as channeling, right? I see channeling as calling upon different emotional frequencies or entities, spirits, and that are already within you through, you know, through how you connect with your emotions. And you kind of open up that doorway through resonating with them. And even the word resonating just goes back to music. It goes back to that sound being within that thing, and just that vibration being felt throughout it all. So 100%. I feel like, and now before I hop into I'll talk a little bit about the chakras because this just came to my mind to share. The throat chakra, the larynx, I think that's where like the sound box is like kind of located, and the pelvis walls are very closely kind of the same kind of features. They look very much the same in their structure. And this is a sacral and throat chakra. Our sacral is all about imagination and how we connect with one another, the ways that we like to feel, you know, really tapping into our emotions. And the throat is how we express. And so I believe music really takes our connections with the world, our emotions, and we express them in such a way that actually connects us more deeply with others, like you were sharing, that shared pain cut in half.
Yeah, and it all makes sense because like you said, these two things have to be interconnected, because it's like throwing a ball to each other. If you express yourself and you throw that metaphorically, like that ball to someone else, someone takes that expression of yours and reacts to that, and it goes round and round and round, you know?
Yes. It's so beautiful. And then tapping on that concept of channeling, like with the radio stations, I believe that we all have like infinite, our imagination plays such a huge role with how we communicate, and how we create relationships. What we imagine is possible within those connections. And when we are channeling, when we are connecting to that radio channel, I think that's like the beginning of creating music that's really connected to who you are here to be, in a way. You know, I think each person has different channels that they are more easily able to connect with. And when they're bringing down that frequency to the world, they're creating a more whole experience for us all to experience together, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I feel you. I feel you.
Yeah. But reflecting on what we're seeing happening, like in the, let's say, the big music industry. I don't know what it is like in Germany. Tessan?
Tessan.
Tessan. Tessan. Yeah. But yeah, the music industry over here, Tessan, is like, you know, the larger stream media is really, I feel, a reflection. And I'm going to ask a question. Do you feel like it's like we can kind of say it's kind of negative, the larger stream music that we hear maybe in daily life, maybe just people listen to more often than not, especially here in the States? I always think, you know, is it the musician's fault for, you know, sharing a message that maybe what we would consider lower, or is it the people who are resonating with it that is amplifying that?
I think it's not, it's a difficult question because I don't think it's anybody's fault, really, because like a fault implies that something went wrong, but it's just another experience. And maybe we as humans like really need that experience of low vibrational music in some form of our lives, like not forever, but in a short fraction of our lives, because when we create high vibrational music, we can really like appreciate that now, because we experienced both. And so I don't think it's inherently a bad thing. It's just another experience and how you deal with it. Now, it can be very like be negative in your own experience in life, but it's like how you deal with this. So for example, when you hear music on the radio that deals with really low vibrational topics, like, I don't know, we all know the music in the radio, right? It's not really about the topic though, it's how you talk about it. So you can talk about some very, very sad and depressing stuff, but you can talk about it in a way that really positively, like, enhances the lives of people.
Wow.
And you can do vice versa. You can talk about positive subjects that really negatively impact the lives of other people as well.
That right there. Thank you. That was so solid. And I agree. I think there's always, like you said, we all know what's going on in the radio, whether we listen to it or not. It's kind of a part of the collective, I feel, that should be acknowledged. And as you were sharing, like music being that messenger for what so many people are going through, like that really reframed personally my mindset surrounding the whole larger music industry, which thank you. definitely. Wow. Yeah. So, okay, wow. So, messenger, okay, the message of music, how it is used in, like, humanity has used music, like you said, forever to share stories, to connect with one another, to do rituals. Music is such a powerful and beautiful tool. And I'm so curious to hear, how do you use music in your everyday life to enhance it?
I don't know. It's a really complicated thing to like. It's really complicated to answer that, to be honest. But
I got you.
I try to. I mean, I listen to it when I'm trying to like be productive, because I don't know if it's just me because I got ADHD, but what?
Yeah.
The same?
Yeah.
Let's go. Let's go, ADHD gang. But yeah, it really helps me to listen to music while being productive, because my mind has something to grasp onto. So sometimes I really listen to chilled music in the background. Sometimes I listen to the most brutal death metal song I can listen to. It all depends on my mood, but I really embrace every aspect of music, every genre there is, except for Schlager, which is a genre in Germany. It's not really good. It's like German folk music. People, you have to listen to Schlager. It's SCHLAGER. Ger, Schlager, listen to it. You will regret it. Okay, but yeah, it's some kind of party music. It's like really, yeah, bland music. But yeah, I'm getting off topic. I'm listening to music when I try to cope with things, and I write music as well that way. So music is really like, it's like somebody whispering encouraging words in your ear when you're feeling down. Yeah.
Wow. That's wow. That's beautiful. That's exactly it too. Wow.
And music is as well is like that one guy that hypes you up when you're about to like, you're in the football game, you're about to score a goal, and that guy in the background is like, "Yeah, man, show him." And that's music as well.
That is, it almost like amplifies that inner voice.
Yeah, it's exactly that, to be honest, because it's an amplification, is like a multiplication of a frequency. And when you listen to music which has a specific frequency, and you like be on that same frequency as well, it like amplifies. So it's exactly that.
Love it. Yeah. And I feel you, like when I used to compete, I would always listen to the same song on repeat before I had to go race. And
Which song?
it would be The Distance by Cake, and it was my song, and eventually like it would be stuck in my head, so even when I was racing, it would be like playing, and all I could think about were like the first like two lines of lyrics, because I would be like racing and then like singing in the background. And to this day, when I listen to that song, it pumps me up immediately. I feel the adrenaline kick, and I feel like I'm about to race again. So, yeah, I think that music really can tie, like sound in general, ties such a powerful, you could say, frequency behind it. Thinking about an experiment what they did with the dogs and bells to see if the dog would salivate. If they, they conditioned it by feeding it when the bell rang, and then they stopped bringing in the food and they just rang the bell, and the dog would still salivate because it thought it was gonna get fed. I definitely
Yeah.
feel music, right? It's very much the same kind of, in a way, mental conditioning, and it's the power to choose what you want to condition your mind with.
Right.
Yes.
Then that makes me think of a like you brought me to a similar topic. Like, do you know like everything is a frequency, right? We
Yes.
already like dived into that, but like colors as well. So music and colors are the same thing. And like to think of it, you can take a picture that someone painted and like make music with it. Or you can take music and paint a picture with it. And there are people that have like this. I don't know. It depends on which perspective you see it. Some see it as a curse, some see it as a gift. But it's like called synesthesia.
Yes.
And like a positive thing about that is you are really you have an experience in which you can create things that are astounding and unique because you have the ability, for example, to see sounds in real time in like in your peripheral vision or in your you can see
Like,
them, right?
yeah.
And like imagine listening to, I don't know, imagine listen to what is a really fucked up song. Am I allowed to say that? Is that okay?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Like
No.
imagine that and like drawing it. It would be some kind of Picasso painting,
Oh,
right? Really
jeez.
abstract and something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
Yeah.
I always wonder if sound is connected to like colors and shapes even. Does the sound really like objectively represent what the shape is? Because like when somebody has like that ability to form shapes or see shapes and colors with the sounds that they're hearing, and somebody like listens to like the ocean but doesn't like take for example somebody has never heard the ocean before, so it doesn't connect to the ocean in that way, but the person hears the ocean. Does the person draw like waves?
This
I'm
is
really
like
curious about that.
the chicken or the egg kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a really good question. And like our perception, this brings me to our perception of music. I think that there could be 100 people in a room and they could listen to the same song and different things would pop up for them, right? Somebody might think, oh, this lyric is really this gets me. Or other people may be like, I really like the tune, and I'm here because I like the tune. And so on and so forth. And I think, like, this message of how we receive music, I think, is so intimate and different for each person and their expression, that it's almost like that question with the colors, like, you know, how do you know that your green or your blue is the same as everybody else's, if we learned it by just pointing to things that were a similar color vibration and said that's that color?
Yeah. That's really a concept, right? But like, something came to my mind. Is it really important though? Because like, we all know that a specific frequency is that frequency.
Yes.
And it cannot be something else. So maybe when you look at it as a, at an more wholesome level, like from more far away, yes, maybe your green is not my green or somebody else's green, but it's that frequency.
Yes.
And maybe we're just like, I tend to think of it like, we are all like Instagram filters. We see the world, but everyone has a different lens for it, you know?
Wow, that was a beautiful analogy, definitely for the time.
A postmodern analogy, let's go.
Yes. Yeah, but absolutely. And I think, like, if I were to run around the same string of thought and connect it back to music, I think that we're all, our bodies are instruments, and we all bring a different note to the song of the universe.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Yes.
Yeah, that's amazing, actually. It's really mind-blowing.
It is. I know. Sometime, next time somebody's cursing you out, just remember that's their tune to the universe at this time. Yeah,
maybe it's like heavy metal and I can rock out to it. Like, so somebody's really cussing at me and I'm like, yeah, get it going, man. Get it going. Let's go.
Yeah, but these are the lessons I think that music really brings. Like, it's so timeless. There's never been a time, and I don't think there will ever be a time, where we do not connect with each other through music. And that's a blessing. Like, I love that, like, in me, and I'm gonna segue before we begin closing, like, into the future of music. Like, let's talk about that for a moment.
Let's go.
Yeah. I would love to hear your thoughts.
I personally think music is gonna be more and more about the individual experience and less about having a certain sound. I think it's, people are more open than ever to experiencing unique perspectives and soundscapes and, like, yeah, voices and expressions. And like, we have so many talented musicians right now on this plane, on this earth, and it's like, it's amazing, you know. It's I don't know how to describe it. It's everyone has their unique perspective, and you just, like, tap into that. It's like, you, people, okay, I have an analogy for that. People don't make music for, like, certain topics directly anymore. It's just like, people are opening up their throat chakra and just releasing their inner being, and people are listening to that.
That right there. That beautiful expression. I love it.
And it's beautiful because, like, everyone has their own experience, right? From from like from one side of the world, the other side of the world, like people in China have different experience as like people in America or in Germany or in England. Like culture is different, right? And yeah, I don't know. It's really cool to be like imagine like people are adapting to language even more, and people can speak like four or five languages in the future. And it's like imagine a rapper for an instance, like rapping between four different languages, and like having these little dialect things perfectly, and like sayings and stuff like that, and like interconnecting them with four different languages. Like imagine a rap song in like English, German, Japanese, and fucking, I don't know, Japanese, you know?
Twice, yes.
Yeah, like twice.
Not in the dub, but
Like the Japanese plus, you know?
out of the sub, you know, yeah.
No,
No
obviously just kidding,
subtitle.
but like four different languages, you know?
Yes. Oh my goodness. Okay, it could be sub and dub Japanese. I'm just all right. We're thinking about anime now. Yeah. I think that is so incredible. And as you were sharing it, it really like to my mind brought this picture of as that throat chakra is awakening, let's say it's opening and it's expanding as you're sharing that expression, it's connecting with others that are resonating with that similar vibration of expression. And then from that connection, it continues to grow almost like a web, just kind of cradling the world. And I feel that. I think that you're 100% right that the future of music is going to be more connected in all aspects. I think that, you know, personally, I'm an interaction designer. So on the technology side, I see so much tech that will be developing for music to be heard, to be experienced, I should say, in different ways, you know, from shoes that have the bass at the bottom. So even if you are deaf, you can still feel the frequency, you can feel that bass of music.
What?
Yeah. It's a thing. You can look, I think, I'm not sure what the name is, but like the shoes, they're like musical shoes that the bass is already ingrained, so you can really
Base
feel that.
shoes.
Yeah. And that's like such a small bit. I think with NFTs, we're seeing so many artists, and the music sphere is like a really big one as well. And like you were saying, that individual sharing their experience, I think, is what people value more than ever. They're wanting that human connection. They're wanting to, you know, share that pain like you were sharing in the beginning. They want to be able to connect and relate with somebody who can share the message that they feel on behalf of them. And I think that's just going to continue to grow. And I pray that it blesses so many artists that are sharing their struggles, sharing their story through the music that they create, because it has never been a better time.
And I think you really perfectly said it that.
Yes. With that being said, I wanted to thank you so much, TSN, for joining today's chat, for sharing your insight and your knowledge surrounding music, and just give the opportunity if there's any last words you'd like to share or any input.
I just want to thank you for like having me. It's been really cool. It's I really enjoyed that, and it made my day. So what I
Mine.
would say is like spontaneous, because like I feel like it right now, but some people that might be listening, I feel like they would be like resonating with that. Here in Germany, the sun is coming out. Just go outside, listen to some street musician, and like give them some time, listen to them, and like you don't have, if you like it, that's fine, but if you don't like it, just like listen to it and like try to feel inside of like their frequency, what they're trying to say. So yeah, with that. With that being said, thank you.
Thank you. And again, you can find Tisan on all big platforms, streaming places, also on Instagram, I believe. And just look them up. You will not regret it. Beautiful music. And I'm definitely going to take your words. Thank you so much for listening in, beautiful souls, wherever you are, whatever timeline you are tuning in. And thank you for listening all the way through. Have an amazing rest of your day. And thank you again, T-san, for just showing up and sharing all that you are.
No problem.
Peace.